And it's a very good morning to the CEO for the City of Greater Bendigo, Craig Neiman. Good morning.
Good morning, Daniel. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. Thanks so much for your time this morning. Meet the Epilock Ward Councillors, an event coming up soon.
This Saturday, Daniel.
Oh, wow. Comes around so quick.
So the councillors have these local ward catch-ups. They go out to different locations across their particular wards, just make themselves available, turn up, and really just looking to hear from the local community about things that are of interest to them or issues that we might be able to support them with. So our Epilock Ward councillors, Councillor Matthew Evans, Councillor Margaret O'Rourke and Councillor Greg Penner will be out at Heathcote at the Champion Super IGA this weekend at 10 a.m.
And then, looking
for anyone to turn up and catch up and have a good chat. And it's good that the councillors are going out to our rural locations as well, or some of our smaller communities to catch up with the community out there.
And also, of course, then the Whipstick Ward councillors are out and about as well.
Yeah, the following week, following Saturday at Raywood Rec Reserve. So Councillor Andrew Metcalf, Councillor Dave Fagg and Councillor Julie Sloan. Again at 10 a.m, Saturday the 17th of April. Same thing, we want the local community to turn up and catch up with the local councillors. There's nothing real formal about this, Daniel. It's turn up and have a chat.
Are they very popular events, these?
Yeah, generally when they're at a supermarket or a bakery or something like that, you're catching up with people that are going to be there anyway. You know, the Raywood Rec Reserve will be interesting to see if how many people make the effort to go.
Yep.
But it's really important. They're there for a good hour. They're there for as long as they need to be, really. But really important information that feeds back into the council about how we're going out in the community, what services we're providing, what are the issues that we need to be sorting out. So really good.
It's pretty important to get face-to-face with your councillor. I think that's a good procedure you go through there. That's very good. Tell me a little bit more about the Back Creek Trail Scavenger Hunt, because I'm wondering what you're looking for out there.
Good old scavenger hunt. And we used to have lots of these as kids, I reckon. I certainly did.
Yep.
So there's been some tiles placed along Back Creek, and they've got a letter on each tile, and that letter makes up a word. There's 10 tiles to be found. Back Creek runs sort of between Spring Gully through to the tennis courts at Nyland Street. So there's a walking cycling track right along there. Lots of good cafes along the way too, by the way. So you can pop in and visit one of those as you go about your scavenger hunt. Great family activity, great community group activity. There's a map to download from our City of Greater Bendigo website. Grab that map. This is open till Sunday the 25th of April, and if you get all those tiles and make up the right word, you can enter the draw to win a prize. So a good family activity, community activity, that's something that great to do and get people outdoors in our great autumn weather.
Especially, yeah, as you say, with days like today. I used to go on scavenger hunts when I was younger. My mum would always say, you know, go out for a bit of a scavenger hunt. You've got to go out and find a blue sheep and an orange pig. And I'd be out for hours. And then I'd always wondered why. And I realised why. It was because she just wanted her time.
Well, the funny thing is, we sent Robbo out on one last Friday and we haven't seen him since.
He might be still on Back Creek somewhere.
Maybe. The work's about to start, of course, in the roundabout at Tannery Lane and Guys Hill Road in Strathfield, say?
Yeah, as our city grows, as more houses are built, as, you know, brings more traffic, more movement. So at the intersection of Tannery Lane and Guys Hill Road, Strathfield, say, we're going to build a roundabout there. This is funded through part of the Commonwealth Government's Black Spot Funding Program, which is a really good source of funding for local government. There'll be some closures of roads, some detours in that area over this period of time. Work start next Tuesday and will go through till July 31, so it's about a four-month build. So there'll be some disruption to both bus routes and people's ability to travel right through Guys Hill Road. So look out. If you're in that area, there'll be plenty of notice given to the local community, but look out for changes that'll be put in place. But ultimately, a little bit of pain means a much improved and much safer intersection for our community.
That's been a constantly growing area of the city, isn't it, Strathfield, say, that way out there, because there's just so much growth in accommodation and people, presumably.
Yeah, lots of housing development out there, Steve. It's just growing and growing and growing. One of our more popular suburbs, you could say. So, we're really just trying to keep up with the demand for transport movement and making sure that people are as safe as they possibly can be.
The CEO for the City of Greater Bendigo joins us, Craig Neiman. Craig, the next council meeting, I know Robbo is a massive advocate of watching council meetings. Can you tell us what to expect in this one?
Monday the 19th of April. So our council meetings are on the third Monday of the month. At the next meeting, the council will be considering their first draft council budget. So they've been spending a lot of time together trying to work out where to allocate resources in their budget to provide services and projects to the community. So that'll be a big piece. That then gets put out to the community for comment. This is only a stage of the process before it's formally adopted. I think there's six planning matters on the agenda, Daniel. There's a number of responses to petitions that the council has received over the recent months. Livestock exchange, like a shelter out at the livestock exchange, maternal and child health services out at Elmore. Skate park in Quarry Hill is another one.
Oh, skate park, I'm there. Skate park.
We've even got a petition about the timing of our sprinkler system out at Lake Nyanga.
Oh, wow.
So we get to cover a fair bit of ground in some of these council meetings.
So the idea about the sprinkler at 2 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon while the footy game's going on is not the good idea.
Try and do it during the night. Our sprinkler systems work most effectively, but it doesn't always suit everyone. And a few other things on the agenda as well.
Are the meetings open to public again?
We're hoping to have them open, yes. It'll be live streamed still, so we're still going to go through that process of live streaming, and it'll be available for people that want to tap in from home. But we're hoping to have a limited number of people able to come and visit or participate or attend at least the council meeting. So we'll get more information on that out in the next week or so as we sort of fine-tune the finer details of that. We might have to even have a booking system for people to come.
Yeah, they like it, don't they? Well, thanks very much, Craig. We'll speak to you with Robbo next week if he gets back from his scavenger hunt, and we hopefully will. Thanks very much, Craig Neiman, the CEO of City of Greater Bendigo.
Fantastic. Have a great day.